Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday morning, and I'm still here at the Rotary District Conference in Chattanooga, and I have a very unique guest today. I actually kind of feel honored to sit beside him. It's very seldom that I get to meet people that are as enthusiastic about being entrepreneurs as I am. As y'all know, I've owned a lot of companies in my lifetime. Some have been very successful, some have not. But I'm sitting here with a guy that's had a lot of success, Mr. Steve Sudbury. And here's the great thing about it. He is from my home county that I currently live. Good morning, Mr. I'm just going to call you Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Absolutely.
So I'm sitting here looking. You've been in Rotary for 31 years, correct?
Correct.
And the 6760 chapter, is that correct?
Yes, always in Gallatin, never anywhere else. I didn't join Rotary until I came to Gallatin and married my wife.
Oh, wow. How long have you been married?
I knew you was fixing to ask that when I said it. This will be 35 years.
Yeah, don't want to get you in trouble.
No, 35 years, June the 19th.
Wow. Listen, that in itself is an amazing accomplishment. That's actually really cool. I've actually been married for 4 years, going on 4 years, so I feel this is pretty good for me. But anyway, I've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old now, so I think I'm going to have to stay hooked with this one. So anyway, why did you become a Rotarian?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't even know what Rotary was. My father-in-law, who many Sumner Countyans will know, is John Garrett, Garrett Brothers Ready Mix. And John told me one day how he tells many people, son, this is what you need to do. And he took me to Rotary, and I met a lot of people, actually, that I already had known. Bill Draper, who was over the electric department, I had already met Bill because he was in charge of the poles when I was building voluntary cable television, which is why I moved back to this part of the country. And Bill and I had become friends, so I immediately found that I already had friends that were in Rotary and just seemed like the thing to do. And I enjoy it. It's, we're all raised differently. And I always say people are products of how they're raised. That's probably 95% true. It's not always true.
I'm an example of that, yes.
You know, sometimes things happen better than you would ever imagine for a kid that came from some parents that, weren't really what you would consider good parents, and vice versa. Sometimes kids that are from great families do some really stupid things. And so you never know. But, when you're dealing with people, I always remember what my dad told me. He said, son, you can choose to live anywhere in the world, but where you live will never be better than it was when you found it if you don't get involved. You are the person that can make a difference in your community. And that's really true. And that's kind of the life of Rotary. Not only do we do stuff locally, we do stuff statewide. We do stuff worldwide, and, for the last 35 years, we've been trying to eradicate polio, and as of last week, this current year, there are only 5 cases of polio in the world, and that's our polio. It's you have to go 3 years with no polio anywhere for it to be certified as totally eradicated. But they're only Pakistan and Afghanistan are the only 2 countries that we've had polio in in the last 2 years. Everywhere else, it is eradicated. But that's where we had 13 cases last year, and this year we have 5 so far. So, can't thank Bill Gates enough. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, for the past 3 or 4 years, has been giving us $2 for every $1 we collect. It takes about 13 cents to inoculate somebody with a polio virus vaccination, which is a liquid drop. And we've spent millions and millions of dollars doing that in the last 35 years.
Well, it's just another thing the Rotary Club's doing to benefit society. And, this was my first time to be around the Rotary Club. I'm going to be upfront about this. But I want to jump back to a subject you just mentioned just a second ago about a product of your environment. You know, you're not aware of this yet. I'm going to make you aware of it. I ran away when I was 11 years old, much like a lot of people, in a very troubled and trialed and tribulated home, and crawled in a Greyhound bus, and it's in my book, by the way, Don't Look Me Up, crawled in a Greyhound bus and just kind of disappeared till I was 17 years old, and I actually was a pretty good baseball player, and was lucky enough to hit a big shot in a state tournament, and it got national attention, and be honest with you, just a lucky pitch. But anyway, I got national attention, which brought my parents to figure out where I was at, and ultimately I came back to Tennessee, and then, of course, I've been an entrepreneur ever since, and the trials and tribulations just continued there after that. But I never really did have a father figure, nor really a mother figure, so I just kind of bounced around from the ages of 11 to 17, and quite frankly, I had to take care of my two brothers before 11. So I really, really didn't ever have a childhood. So it's cool to see, as I've talked to some of the Rotarians, y'all bring people over from overseas and help people that are, I talked to Bill yesterday. No, it was a different gentleman. I talked to him, Jim yesterday, and our James, and he was telling me he brought a kid back from Honduras, had some hip surgery done on him, and now he's, living a healthy life. So I think this Rotary thing reaches out far greater than what I really realized when I showed up here.
Well, you and I may find, and I'll tell you a short life story about myself, you may find out that we're a lot more alike than you would have ever imagined. I was born in Chattanooga, right here where we sit at Erlanger Hospital in 1954. My mom and dad moved to Nashville when I was 5, almost 6. I went to Creve Hall Elementary School there in Creve Hall. And 5th and 6th grade, my father traveled for a living in the trucking business. My mother worked for W.T. Grant Company. And she ran the luncheonettes, which were later called Bradford House Restaurants. I didn't know, and my dad didn't know. My mother had been sick for some time, unbeknownst to us. My parents got divorced when I was in the 6th grade. My dad left. My mother was sick. My mother came back to Chattanooga here to Moxon Bend. She was in and out of mental institutions for the better part of the next 60, 50-something years. The last 20 years of her life, the best life she ever had, when we finally got her completely straightened out. But my father was smart enough at the time, realizing that my mother couldn't take care of me. He had to travel, and I was an only child, and he put me in Castle Heights, where I quickly learned the best lesson anybody can ever learn in the United States, or anywhere else for that matter, is the world don't owe you nothing.
That's exactly right.
What you get is what you're going to get when you get out and earn it yourself. And so I was fortunate enough to go to Castle Heights, had some great leaders and some great instructors. There's a gentleman who became superintendent of schools in Lebanon by the name of Cordell Winfrey, who was my house parent when I lived over there. And he and his wife were absolutely wonderful people at a time when I needed structure and leadership. And Castle Heights made a tremendous difference in my life, and it just made me realize if I was going to have anything, I was going to have to get out and work on it and get it myself. And so Luckily, graduated from high school and went to Castle Heights through the 10th grade and then went back to Atlanta. My dad had moved to Atlanta at the time. Mother was still in and out of the hospital here and trying to live by herself and having trouble with that. Her sisters and her entire family lives here in Chattanooga. And so I went to live with my dad, graduated from high school, graduated from college, and lucky enough to go to work for Motorola Communications. And
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
The This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we hop back into the show, just need to do a quick shout-out to Zoom and thank them for the sponsorship of the show. This segment is sponsored by Zoom. Zoom video collaboration technology is a technology I use every day. I use it with my team scattered around the world, across our offices, and to talk with experts and people and my close network of influencers that I engage with around the world who provide me the advice I need in the business I'm in. Check it out. It is the best way to connect with people both inside your organization, and it's insanely simple for people outside of your organization to click in and join in to a Zoom conference call. So check it out. Zoom has arranged for us to provide free accounts, so you can go to killerinnovations.com/Zoom. Get your free account. It allows you to collaborate with up to 50 people, 50. So you can invite your entire organization to be on a single call, and you can collaborate with them. Trust me, it works. You don't want to miss it. Again, check it out over at killerinnovations.com/Zoom. So if nearly 50% of all existing private sector jobs are from small businesses, however, a new creation, job creation is down from 68.8% down to 60% for all new jobs today. So we're slowing down. Median income is flat in 1999, 18 years with zero growth in the median income when accounting for inflation. We need to create more new businesses, but not just any businesses. We need to create businesses that create jobs that are higher paying, that are impactful. We need to create innovation-driven startups, or what I'm calling innovation-driven entrepreneurship. Now, what do I mean by innovation-driven entrepreneurship? Now, an entrepreneur is someone who starts a new business to bring that innovation to market. That's what I mean by innovation-driven. It's an entrepreneur who's going to start a new business to bring that innovation that they've developed to market. It's not about, I'm going to be an innovator, I'm going to invent something, and then I'm going to create a patent, and I'm going to license it. Okay, good luck. Very few people ever make any money doing that. When I was at HP, I had literally thousands of inventors who had an idea, had a patent, and thought that we would just pay automatically royalties on those patents. It is 1 in 10,000, 1 in 100,000 that you're ever going to get that return. Good luck. Knock yourself out. If you've got an innovation that you can that is valuable, create a business. Launch a business. So innovation-driven entrepreneurship, it's an entrepreneur who starts a business to bring an innovation to market. An innovation, remember what our definition of innovation is, which is ideas made real. Not just an idea that you got in your idea notebook, but an idea made real. A new business, start something new. Go out there. Find and serve a market with the innovation that you come up with. Don't just write it in a notebook, stick it in the shelf, or pay $35,000 or $40,000 to get the patent issued in hopes that somebody else licenses it. If it's that good of an innovation, build a business. Now, that innovation doesn't have to be tech. It can be tech. Now, a lot of people think that I'm only interested in tech, given that I was the retired CTO from Hewlett Packard. That's not the case. I've seen great innovations that are, you know, everything from a new app on a mobile phone to do crazy stuff, a new kind of service that customers find high value to it. I've seen a really crazy idea most recently about a new kind of bicycle. Doesn't look like a bicycle at all. It's something totally new. But it's really creative, really innovative. yes, there's a big market for bicycles, this is something that is truly innovative in the bicycle space. It could be a new innovative approach to teaching a subject. How you can teach or how you can create a business around teaching people things like foreign language or math, right? I'm trying to remember, there was a guest on the show, and why can't I think of his name? The guy out of Park City, Utah, who had put together this really creative approach to teach STEM programs to students. But it wasn't just, I'm going to teach them STEM, and therefore anybody could do it. But it was something that's an after-school program for kids and running camps during the summer to teach STEM programs. If you're interested in this, I'll find it, and I'll put the links in the show notes. Go over to killerinnovations.com after the show, and I'll have a link to this particular business. But that was very creative, and it was transformative, and parents paid a premium in order to get their kids into these programs, right? So it doesn't have to be tech. What innovation are you working on that you could go build a business? We can't sit here and just point fingers and say it's a government's problem or it's so-and-so's person's or organization or segment of the population's fault. It's not about blame. It's about us, the innovators community, those of us that are innovators, constantly developing new ideas to solve really hard world problems. That's why we're here. Let's solve this hard problem, which is creating businesses that create jobs that drives economic growth, drives job growth and pays and helps drive growth in that average median income. But what I'm not talking about is I'm not talking about an entrepreneur who's copying from somebody else or who's franchising a business from others. Now, franchises, they're great. They're all part of the economic community, but they're not sufficient. That's like treading water. Now, all of us can't be innovation-driven entrepreneurships or innovation-driven startups, but we need some portion of the population that's driving and bringing innovation that people highly value and will deliver or pay it in the form of a margin premium. And it's my belief that to drive not only job creation, but also to drive the increase in the median income for the owner, it needs to be more. It needs to be an innovation-driven startup, an innovation-driven entrepreneurship that's going to drive this economic growth. And it's not just about what we do, but it's also about mentoring and convincing others that they can do it also. Anybody can do this. It's not a special skill or special ability. I've said this before, you've heard it from me before. It's not a special skill or ability. We need entrepreneurs to take innovations and bring them to market. So we're only partway through the conversation. I've got some more to share with you about how to make this happen, so don't go anywhere. We're going to continue the conversation on innovation-driven entrepreneurship when we get back from this quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we hop in, need to give a quick shout out to HP. HP became a sponsor of the Killer Innovation Show, 3 or 4 months ago. They've been outfitting our studio with some great gear. We have a new HP Z2 workstation. I love it. I've got my EliteBook 360 actually sitting right here in front of me in the studio. I use it every day. It is the device that I carry with me everywhere I travel around the world. HP's been doing some really interesting work around security and privacy. With some of the most recent cyber hacks that have happened out there, how is your information protected? How do you make sure that the information that gets sent to a printer, that's stored on a laptop, stored on a desktop, how do you really know it's private and secure? Don't just trust that it just automatically happens. There is a difference between what companies are doing to secure and protect your information. Check out what HP is doing. You can find out by going over to killerinnovations.com/HP or hop on over to hp.com and check out the information that they're putting up there and giving you some guidance and telling you about how they secure and make sure that your information is private. The question that's probably rattling around in your head is, how do you start an innovation-driven startup? How do you become an innovation-driven entrepreneur? Well, break it into two parts. Part one, innovation. You need to find a problem. Now, a lot of great problems come from just what annoyances and frustrations and pain that you have, or your family has, or your friends have, or you observe out there, out and about. Now, 13 years of this show has all been about how to find and create great ideas. So go back, you can listen through all those shows, but here's just a quick flyover. Ask a question, right? What are you going to focus on? Is it a product company that you want to build, a services company you want to build? Could it be software-based? Could it be recreational-based? What is it you want to go do? And make a hypothesis. Come up with an idea. Start someplace. Don't get stuck on a blank piece of paper. Come up with an idea for what you think a solution would be. Ask yourself, what is it? Why would someone want it? And then how would you describe your idea to others? Get it down to like 4 sentences to describe the idea. Next is test your hypothesis. Go talk to people. Now, you're going to go talk to your friends and your family, and guess what? They're going to be really nice to you. Get out and go talk to other people. There was a podcast I did, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago around about my experiences and going into New York and sitting in random Starbucks and asking them, asking strangers for feedback on an idea. It was actually a prototype on a little tablet device that we were prototyping. It's probably more than that. It's got to be more like 8 years ago. So I did a story on it for the podcast. It's in the archive, but it was doing this random Starbucks. There's also a podcast on what I call the guerrilla testing. How do you guerrilla test an idea? Right? But get out there. Then draw a conclusion. Based on the feedback, collect the results, talk to a bunch of people, get the feedback, draw a conclusion based on what you hear, and then repeat it until you refine it. Take that idea, modify it, tweak it, take the feedback, go back out, talk to more people, tell them about your idea, get some feedback. Whatever you do, do not ask for a non-disclosure agreement. That will just turn people off, right? Find people, either total strangers or people you trust, you know, whatever's going to make you comfortable. But I'll tell you, if you ask me to sign a non-disclosure, I'm not signing it. So get out there, talk to people, repeat it, right? This really breaks it down into 2 steps. Customer or problem discovery and customer validation. Define the problem, describe it, think about it, and then go out and validate it with the customer. That's really part one of the innovation. Discover the problem, come up with that idea, and validate it. Now, part two is entrepreneurship, right? This is innovation-driven entrepreneur. We've talked about innovation. What about entrepreneurship? This is the E part of FIRE, focus, ideation, ranking, execution. This is the E part. Now, I'll tell you, execution is incredibly hard. Should you have a co-founder? Should you have a partner? If you look at a lot of the great companies, Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, Bill Hewlett, David Packard, the Google boys, even Zuckerberg on Facebook. You know, you go out and you look, right? Edison and Watson. Go through and think about a lot of the really great companies out there. It's hard to be that entrepreneur by yourself. But think about it. Should you have a co-founder partner? You need a vision. You need to have perseverance. It is not going to be smooth sailing. You're not going to come up with this idea. You're not going to pitch it out there. And all of a sudden, you've got a runaway success and money coming out your ears. Right? You need perseverance. You need to have passion. Customers will detect passion. Your team that you're going to recruit to help you grow this business is going to detect your passion. Passion is a phenomenal attractor. It's a phenomenal validation to everybody you talk to that you're going to be successful. You may not know exactly what the product is or the innovation is. You may not know exactly which customers are going to find this valuable and who you're going to sell it to. But the passion will be contagious. You need a support network. You need to have people around you who are going to be there to support, encourage, give you honest, and I mean honest, feedback. Not bogus feedback, truly honest feedback. So again, should you have a co-founder? Should you have a partner? Do you have a vision? You know, something more than just I've got this great innovation, right? That's a one-trick pony. But does this innovation lay a foundation for how you're going to create a company, an organization, a startup that's going to be meaningful? You got to have perseverance. If you're the type of person that runs into the wall, as soon as you get a little bump on your forehead, you're done. That's why, in some cases, having a partner is great. The partner may have the perseverance and may have the passion and may not know when to stop hitting the wall, right? And you may be, again, maybe a little hesitant. Maybe that's a good partnership, right? Perseverance, though, because you're going to have stumbling blocks. You're going to have people criticizing you. You're going to have failures. You're going to deliver something and customers aren't going to like it. They're not going to buy it, or they're not going to buy it at that price, right? So perseverance, and then passion. Passion is contagious. It is the thing that will allow you to recruit team members, recruit a co-founder, recruit potential investors to fund this so that you can build whatever this great innovation that you've come up with. Entrepreneurship, this part really breaks down into two areas. Customer creation. So who are the customers that are really buying this, right? So finding the customer who has this problem that you've solved and that are willing to pay for it. So customer creation. And the second part is company building. Again, part one, innovation, is about discovery of the problem, discovery of the customer, and customer validation of the idea. Part two, entrepreneurship, is about customer creation and company building. It's really that simple. Now I'm joking, right? Because being an entrepreneur is incredibly hard. Look, I did 13 startups before I got my first IPO at Telligent. I did 13. Now, some of those totally bombed and failed and, you know, went down in flames. Some of those got acquired. Some of those are still around. One or two are what I would call living zombies. So technically, the entity exists, but nothing's happening, right? Now, what those things were incredibly frustrating. They were also exciting. I wouldn't trade the experience for anything because that was the best foundation for me. It allowed me to move into taking on roles like being the CTO at Hewlett Packard, understanding the challenge of coming up with that idea, turning it into a product, building a company, launching that product, that experience. So, again, you want to be an innovation-driven startup, you need the innovation and you need the entrepreneurship. It's those two elements that need to come together. So we're going to continue on in this conversation in the next segment of the show, so don't go anywhere. We're going to talk specifically about how does this all play together, and actually what we're going to do in a series of upcoming shows to reinforce or at least continue this conversation around innovation-driven entrepreneurship. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick break. You're listening to Kill Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
So some of you may think I'm being all doom and gloom, but the fact is that the global economy is in trouble. We're slowing down in startup businesses. Why? Because my belief, going out and talking to people, particularly people that are not living in Silicon Valley, not living in New York, not living in LA, there's no confidence. There's no hope. In fact, there was a recent study that just came out this week that 25% of the male population in the United States has totally dropped out of the economy. They're not, don't have a job, and they're not looking for a job. 25% of the male population. Growth in the economy is what we all need. We need to give not only them hope, but also ourselves hope. Now, I've said this before, I've said it many times in previous shows. I truly believe that I can teach anyone to identify ideas that can become killer innovations. Anybody. It's not a special skill, not a special ability. I've not been blessed with some, you know, unique karma. This is something that anybody can do. And this is what's needed to grow jobs and increase the median income. We need more than just entrepreneurs starting new companies. We need innovation-driven entrepreneurship. So, how can I help? How can I help you? If you're one of those people that maybe has an idea and wants to be this innovation-driven entrepreneur. Well, one is I'm planning on doing a series of shows, maybe not in sequential order, but this is a real hot-button topic for me right now around this topic of innovation-driven entrepreneurship. If you know of an entrepreneur, an innovation-driven entrepreneur who's done something interesting, I want to get them on the show. I want them to tell their story because I think telling those stories helps all of us recognize that if they can do it, you can do it. And two, I want to make myself available to help you take that idea, turn it into an innovation that you can build a business around. Now, how can I do that given all of the literally thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners of the show? Now, I'm already doing this. As I've talked about in the last couple of shows, we've created this thing called the Innovators Community. It's a private Slack area where innovators and entrepreneurs are hanging out, and I'm there every day. In fact, I was on it for a big chunk of today even, responding to some idea brainstormings that were going on in the community. What I can tell you is that all of the members of the community are committed, really committed, to be in the community, to participate, to help others, and also help look for help for themselves. Now, how can I say that? Because, and this is going to sound silly, because it costs to join the community. I've been part of a lot of free communities, and look, I've set them up. We used to have a free Facebook group. We still do have a Killer Innovations community over on LinkedIn. And all what happens with all of those is I can get tens of thousands of people to join, but it's of no value because they're not committed. You get a lot of people to join. You get a lot of people selling stuff, promoting stuff. Look, if you're going to be part of the community, then it's not a free thing. It's pay. And the real purpose of the pay is just to prove that you're committed, right? You're not just going to go in and be a voyeur. It's about truly getting committed. And look, as you know, any profits, it does cost us to run the community, but any profits that I get will be donated to charity. So it's not a moneymaker for me, okay? But I know people are committed because they're signing up. We have people joining the community. And guess what? If you're listening to this in real time right now, if you hop over right now, they're offering 50% off for you to join the community. So here's your chance to get in, find out what it's all about, talk to other innovators that are in there, engage with your idea, get feedback on your idea, give your feedback on other people's ideas, and let's encourage each other. We can make this change happen. So if you're interested, hop on over to theinnovators.community, theinnovators.community, and you can go check it out. Heads up, there's a live event coming up. I'm going to be in New York on September 26th, and I'll be in Washington, D.C. on the 29th. I'm hosting a breakfast, and besides, I should say, the Innovators Network is hosting a breakfast. It's very small, very intimate breakfast. New York is almost sold out. D.C. is ramping up here pretty quickly, will soon be sold out. But if you're interested, hop on over to theinnovators.network/NYC for New York, or theinnovators.network/DC if you want to do Washington, D.C. New York City will be down in Times Square. In Washington, D.C., it will be out near Dulles Airport. So once you sign up, we'll send you all the information. So again, Tuesday, September 26th for breakfast in New York City. Thursday, September 29th in Washington, D.C. This is in person. If you've got an idea, if you want to be an innovation-driven entrepreneur, come to breakfast. Pitch your idea. Let's talk about it. Let's see what you're working on. Okay? I'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback on this idea of innovation-driven entrepreneurship. Am I like crazy? Am I like getting myself all wound up about something? Or do you agree that we can actually impact this? I think we can. Someone has to just step up, I think, and just do this. We all need to do it. It's not just one person. We need this to be done on a global scale. I'd love to hear your feedback, your thoughts, your ideas. Drop me a note over at phil@pillarinnovations.com. And that comes directly to me. It's not filtered. It's not tossed into some folder that I read about every once in a while. That comes in live into my mailbox. I see it, and I respond to those. So it's phil@pillarinnovations.com. Let's talk about it. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can also put your comments down in the show notes for this show over at Killer Innovations. You can also hop on over to the Killer Innovations page in Facebook and put your comments down below on the Killer Innovations page for this particular show, and we can have that conversation in there. So also hop on over to community and let's see how we can take this idea and make something of it. In the meantime, don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. If people are telling your idea is crazy, stupid, will never work, that should tell you that you've got a great idea. So what do? Go out and change the world. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. We'll be right back here next Sunday on Killer Innovation.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,